Patient name, Christopher Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. Date of birth, 6/28/13. Date of service, 3/2/23. This is a 9-year-old young man. Mom brings him in due to what is a suspected spider bite on his right hand dorsal surface. There is mild exudate, a pustule. There is erythema surrounding it as well. Mom is wanting it to be evaluated today. Period in the paragraph, there has been no other issues, no nausea, vomiting. There has not been any associated fevers. There has been no profuse pain to that right hand as well. Period in the paragraph, blood pressure 116/58, pulse 94, respiration 16, temperature 97.9, oxygenation 100% on room air, current weight 122 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history. Lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Period in the paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, mildly obese. H-E-E-N-T is unremarkable. Neck is soft, nothyromegalino masses, no lipidopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation. Examination of that right hand, as stated above, there is some mild erythema, approximately a 1-inch diameter. There is a pustule at the center. It is not oozing at the moment. It doesn't appear to be severe, but it looks as though it would need some antibiotic therapy. Period in the paragraph. Mildly tender to the touch. Period in the paragraph. Assessment and plan insect bite. Unknown cause. Highly suspicious for a spider bite. Surrounding skin was intact. We will start him on amoxicillin. 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml, POBID, 10 days, number 200 ml. I've also advised the mom to keep a warm, moist towel on there for an hour a day for the next 3 days. Any issues with it, mom will come back to clinic or call me.